listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
We're back. We're joined by the Executive Vice President of the Center for Security Policy, Jim Hansen, a former Green Beret, a man of considerable derring do and great acumen, who I'm very pleased to say frequently guest hosts this program and is much admired for his service in that role as well, especially by me. Jim, welcome back. It's good to have you.
Always a pleasure, Frank.
Fresh from an appearance at Fox and Friends this morning, talking about the executive order that the president recently issued, revising his previous executive order about immigration. Tell me a little bit about your thoughts, Jim, as to the changes in the first instance and the importance of this revised executive order to our national security.
I think the most important thing, Frank, is that from a legal and constitutional perspective, activist liberal judges in the Ninth Circuit aside, his first order was perfectly fine. There was nothing in it that needed to be changed to pass muster, but because of the fact that he can't be certain that that's going to be the case, they went ahead and made some changes. They took Iraq off the list. They actually made sure to say specifically that it did not apply to permanent visa holders or legal permanent residents or anyone already holding a visa. They carved out a bunch of ways to get exemptions for people on diplomatic missions and other things where, you know, the government might have an interest in having people, some people from those countries, come here for a particular reason. But other than that, the order, the gist of it remains the same. They want to stop importing jihadists. And the way to do that is to go ahead and take places where we know they are and not allow them from there.
Well, let me ask you about that, Jim, because when you say stop importing jihadists, which seems to me to be a perfectly sensible, in fact, very necessary thing to do, that gives rise to the argument that we keep hearing, notably now, from an Islamist in Hawaii, who apparently will have his attorney general out there getting the government back into court on this new executive order. We're told, well, that's a Muslim ban, and that's unconstitutional, that's illegal. Your thoughts on that?
I'd be curious to see where in the world they managed to find the word Muslim, Islam, or religion in any fashion in this executive order at all. What they're doing is engaging in mind reading and deciding that because this will have an effect on some Muslims, because the countries involved are majority Muslim countries, therefore, it is designed to be a Muslim ban. But you're getting so deep into the psychic tea leaf reading, and that's not the job of attorneys general or judges or anyone else. The president is charged with our national security. This law that he's using to take this power specifically granted him from Congress the judgment about what particular classes of aliens might present a threat to the United States and gave him the right and charge to stop them from entering. So I think that piece of it is going to fail miserably. That's more of a political talking point than a legal one. But again, let's see what the collection of liberal judges does next.
Well, and I think it's also important to note that if you are a jihadist and you are seeking the destruction of the property, the people, the government of the United States, you may or may not be considering yourself a Muslim practicing your faith, but you are certainly practicing a seditious totalitarian ideology, and we have plenty of precedent for presidents excluding such people from the United States. That certainly seems to be in order at the moment. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be talking a little bit more about this with Sam Faddis, as I am several of these topics, but let me ask you about one other issue that's arisen of late, and that is this leak by WikiLeaks of apparently enormous amounts of information, some of it highly classified, about American electronic intelligence sources and methods. What's your take on what's been done there and the implications of it?
It's horrifying to see the actual practices that our intelligence agencies use to spy on our enemies and keep us all safe exposed at all ever. I think this is one of those cases where the recent actions that have come to light as far as how the Obama administration was spying on the Trump campaign and other things they were up to, normally I would be 100% in favor of all of the particularly cool methods that came to light. But now we're finding out that some of those may have been used improperly and may actually be a threat to U.S. citizens in ways they shouldn't. So I think you've got kind of a double whammy. You know, it points out just how much the government can do against whoever they don't like at the time. And it also points out that the capabilities we have to keep the country safe are now no longer as effective as they were because this organization decided that exposing things was more important than making the world safe.
So did I hear you say that you're concerned that these techniques have, in fact, been used against American citizens at this point? Is that something that jumps out at you from those pages?
Sure makes you wonder. You know, I don't know that there have been any accusations around the Obama wiretapping of Trump that related to the CIA's activities in that regard. So I think that maybe, you know, it was the FBI, it was FISA courts, it was those kind of things. They were doing the investigations, which at some level is proper. We'll find out later if they stepped over that line and crimes were committed. But the idea that the CIA has these capabilities and we've got all the leaks that came out of the CIA that were used against the Trump campaign makes you wonder if the same rogue operators inside the CIA are willing to do those things against U.S. citizens right now. I think we need a thorough swamp draining of our intelligence community.
Jim, do you have any doubt that there was, in fact, surveillance conducted against the Trump campaign and perhaps against the candidate himself?
No, I think it absolutely happened. I think all of the denials have been crafted in a way to say President Obama didn't order Donald Trump's phone tapped. And that's the one thing they say.
In Trump Tower.
Exactly. So the FISA warrants they got, they were the first one which was denied, should be embarrassing to anyone because they're almost never denied. So it shows they probably were overstepping largely there. And the one which appears to have been granted allowed them to look at Trump's associates. And by using the FISA court essentially in a way to say we're looking at foreign intelligence, but actually what they were doing, it appears, was using it to look at Trump's associates. And then those things were leaked to damage the Trump campaign. This needs a thorough investigation to see just how far they went.
Yeah. Jim, lastly, and very quickly, I know you've spent time in the Green Beret looking at and worrying about North Korea. What do you make of these missiles that they've been firing towards Japan, at least in the Sea of Japan, and the steps that have been taken to date to try to protect South Korea against some of them coming their way?
Yeah, they're stepping it up, and it's hard to tell why. You know, you had the assassination of Kim Jong-nam. You've got China even telling them, hey, look, guys, you need to knock this off a little bit. I think relations there are a little sour, and it's always been a question of how much crazier does each generation of Kims in North Korea get? And it just appears that their most recent guy is the craziest yet. And I don't know if the Chinese have the ability to stop him from doing things. They certainly have the ability to stop him from receiving the money he needs to run his country. And so that may be the next step they need to take. But what he does then, I don't think anybody knows.
Yeah. One thing seems to me to be absolutely bankable is we're going to need more and better missile defenses, not just the relatively modest system we've placed in South Korea, but some for ourselves as well. And this is a priority we've been told of the Trump administration. I hope they'll get about it. And in particular, that they'll talk about draining the swamp. There really needs to be a wholesale cleaning out of the missile defense agencies, folks, as I think we've spent an enormous amount of money with not very much to show for it, and we've got to be better equipped to deal with not just the North Korean missile threat, frankly, but that of China, Russia, hypersonic missiles, and maneuvering warheads and the like. So we'll be following this closely, Jim Hansen. I know you will be participating in doing so at the Center for Security Policy. Thanks so much for the work you do now and you have done in the past for our country. Come back to us again very soon. Next up, we'll talk with Carolyn Glick, a columnist for the Jerusalem Post. Straight ahead.